Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, November the 27th. We're going to start out here. First of all, I'm switching my comments to March corn and March wheat today. March corn down 2 cents overnight at 480 and a half. March wheat steady, 577 and a quarter. And January beans up 0.75 cents at 1331 and a half. This week, on Monday, we'll have our export inspections. They should be decent on corn and beans, negligible on the wheat market. We didn't see any export sales this morning, and we should see Mexico and Japan in for some corn this week. The weather is going to take center stage most of the week here for the grain markets. Right now, it looks like Brazil and northern Brazil, they got a little bit of rain, 1/10 of an inch to 1.5 inches across 60 to 65% of the north. So very light coverage. That kind of rain doesn't even, you know, cover the evaporation rate on a daily basis. So, you know, it's going to stay hot and dry there. Temperature is expected to be 90 up into the hundreds. So, you know, I don't see that there's much relief in northern Brazil. Southern Brazil remains way too wet, more rain scheduled there. So I think we're going to start to see Brazilian soybean forecasts and perhaps corn forecasts start to come down. We need to see better exports this week than we've been seeing. You know, it's a time of year where our bean exports start to slough off a little bit here. But I'm hopeful that we'll see, you know, China pick up some wheat, pick up some corn, maybe some beans out here. It would certainly be helpful. Tonight we'll get crop progress on wheat. Wheat planting should be virtually done by now. They should have I always think the crop ratings will be steady, maybe a little bit lower out there, but I don't think it'll have a major impact. On Thursday, we'll get weekly export sales. And also on Thursday, we're going to have the OPEC meeting. They're expected to keep oil production steady, but they might increase it a little bit in one or two of the African nations. We're going to be keeping a close eye on what's happening in Ukraine. The Russians had a field day from Friday and Saturday with a lot of drone attacks on the Ukrainian ports. Looks like Ukraine wants to retaliate against that, so we'll see how that plays out. But I really think for the week, most of the attention is going to be paid to the Brazilian weather. If it turns hotter and drier again, I think we'll see the beans react positively to that. We broke the beans 60 cents on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. I think that was overdone out here, and I think we should see a pretty good bounce, particularly with the Brazilian weather. But if it does get wet in northern Brazil, then I think we'll probably see lower prices. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.